There is a wonderful internet casting service provided for casting directors. It's called Breakdown Services. It's also great for actors who are looking for job opportunities. Hey, it's also great for agents so that they can submit their clients to casting directors. We're going to talk about Breakdown Services today on Casting Actors Cast.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast. It's the podcast for actors in the business of show with casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach. Visit us at castingactorscast.com for more information. Please remember to subscribe and like Casting Actors Cast. Here is your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello, and welcome to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach, welcoming you to this podcast called Casting Actors Cast, insights for actors from a casting director. So how are you doing today? I hope you're having a really good day. I'm excited to be sharing a little bit with you today about Breakdown Services. We're going to go a little bit into the background, how it got started, and then, of course, we're going to bring it up to today and things that you can do to help yourself. Now, you might be familiar with Actors Access, but I'm going to dive into it just a little bit deeper than you might be familiar with. Plus, I also want to take it from the point of view of a casting director so that you kind of get a different idea about how we use that particular service. Before we do that, I want to give a huge shout out to my friends at University of Illinois in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois. Nissy Sturgis brought me out there, and boy, I had a fantastic time with the BFA and the MFA classes. We did 4 days of workshops. I got to know a lot of the staff. It was just a beautiful place and a fantastic facility, but they're doing a lot of excellent, excellent work out there. So I wanted to say hi to all my friends, and I look forward to hearing from you when you decide to move to New York. You know what I'm talking about. And for those of you who are moving to LA, I'm sure I'm going to catch you there as well. So thank you so much for that. I'm also looking forward to going to Shenandoah University coming up next month. Also, my yearly travel to University of Missouri, Kansas City is coming up, where I do some voiceover workshops as well as some acting, how to self-tape, how to submit yourself for auditions. So a lot of universities are contacting me, and I couldn't be more excited to go out and not only see the talent, but to share some of the stuff that I'm learning as a casting director. But this is that moment of the podcast where I want to say thank you so much for you for tuning in to Casting Actors Cast. I'm really excited, and I just can't believe that we're over 20,000 downloads since we started this podcast, and I couldn't be more grateful. And so if you have a question, if you'd like to find out more about Casting Actors Cast, if there's something that I haven't covered, maybe a possible episode idea, all you need to do is go to castingactorscast.com, all one word, and there's a form there that you could submit called Dive Into the Talent Pool, and that way you give me your name and your email address and whatever comments or whatever suggestions you'd like to make. All you have to do is send those to me. By the way, if you do that, you also are given access to a free downloadable book that I wrote called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. Now, this is a 100-page book. Again, it's absolutely free. It's been out for a while, and you can certainly get it at Barnes & Noble and Amazon and all those places. But I'm giving you a free PDF version of this book. And if you're interested in doing voiceover works, then this might be something you find really, really useful. Okay, that's enough of that. Now, a disclaimer right up front, as we talk about Breakdown Services, I am not getting paid for this. This is not a sponsored endorsement of any kind. In fact, I'm going to be talking about some things that I would like to see improved. So I just wanted to make that really, really clear. This is just me kind of going out and talking about this fantastic internet. I guess it's not a program, but it is kind of a program. It's also a way that actors can find out about what's going on in the industry, that casting directors can put breakdowns out, and I'll explain what those are in just a moment. Agents can submit their clients for work. So it's really kind of an amazing place that's been around since 1971. I want to share with you a little bit about how it got started and then talk to you about how casting directors use that today, because I think you'll find it really interesting at the very least, when you look through a casting director's point of view. So let's get started. I had to take some notes, of course. So for those of you who are watching this patio, this podcast video, I'm looking down at my notes just so that I get everything pretty much as correctly as I can. And this is, of course, my opinion and my experience over the years having worked with Breakdown Services. Breakdown Services releases over 43,000 projects per year throughout North America and has a database of over 845,000 actors. Now, that is huge. What is a breakdown? So let's say I get hired, or our office at McCorkle Casting in New York, we get hired to do a feature film. In fact, this happened just today. Yay! We're doing another feature film, so I'm very excited. I can't really give you the name of the film yet because we haven't signed on the dotted line, if you know what I'm talking about. So I just will use this as an example. And the producers and the director is interested in finding out who is interested and available for our particular project. So we do what's called a breakdown. Originally, a breakdown was a concise list and description of characters and a character description and information about that particular project on a single page. It was sort of the word being broken down. In other words, you take a script, you read the script, how many characters are in the script? What are the character descriptions? For example, age. You could talk any kind of sort of demographics if you want. You can talk about what the character's intentions are in the script. So you can break it down by character. You can also break it down by the type of project that it is. But anyway, that piece of information then gets disseminated to agents from casting directors. So 845,000 actors that are out there who have access to this breakdown means that as a casting director, it's a really an amazingly helpful tool so that we can get the word out about our project, and then agents and managers can tell us who they think is valuable from their client list for our project. Let me talk a little bit about the breakdown services. Actors primarily know this as Actors Access, but there are also subsidiary companies called Casting About, the Creative Index Talent Link, Show Facts, the owner Gary Marsh, and I've had an opportunity to meet Gary and chat with him a couple of times. In 1971, he had the idea of finding out who was doing what in terms of the business, what projects are out there, then making a list and then delivering those lists to all of the agents so that the agents could then take that information and get it back into the casting director's hands. Because before, you'd have to pick up the phone, you would have to dial. Now, remember, 1971, there was no internet. You know, you could get on a bicycle. You could call a messenger and get the information that the agent or the casting director supplied, and we would kind of go back and forth on bicycle messenger service. But the description of the characters, all of that, Gary sort of put together. He created a breakdown, and then he would hand deliver that to the talent agents. And it opened up its New York branch in 1979. So the first website was developed to distribute the information in 1996, and then Breakdown Express was introduced. It's an amazing tool that actors who fill out and are part of the membership of Breakdown Services, Actors Access, then can get notifications now about what job opportunities might be out there. So it's really a very cool place. And there are all kinds of additional, as I mentioned, the subsidiary companies. I'd like to break those down just a little bit so you can understand how they are sort of integral to the entire process that takes place at Breakdown. For example, there are what's called EcoCast. EcoCast is a service by which, as casting directors, we can pull down the pictures and resumes of those actors who we've chosen to audition for us on camera, if it's a film project or a television project, and it organizes those actors with their video audition. It's really quite wonderful so that we don't have to edit video. We don't have to put the video together in a hard copy with the picture and resume and then physically send it to a producer or a director to make an evaluation about whether that actor is right for the part or not. This is now done all electronically. And behind the scenes, it's pretty amazing that we can pick and choose the actors that we have decided should come in to audition. Through this service, we can also send out what's called C-mail. And C-mail is a way that we can contact those actors. Also, C-mail is a way that we can contact those agents who then can contact their talent, who can then send back any information or additional information we might need. Those things all get sort of put together and assembled on the day of the audition. So now when we videotape that actor, that picture, that resume, any additional information that we might have requested is put together in a package, and then that can get sent to anybody we choose to send it to, usually a producer or a director if they're not available, or a director who might be sitting in the auditions but wants to relook at those videos to see how actors look on video. So it's kind of like mind-bogglingly helpful. It's a real efficient way of doing that. Now, how it affects you, the actor, is, gosh, just kind of amazing that because of the offices in California, in New York, in Vancouver, in Chicago, and elsewhere, the breakdown services can be disseminated information from those locales, those locations. So if a casting director is looking for a particular talent, they can designate whether or not they want this breakdown, this information about the project, to go to agents or to managers or to everybody who is part of breakdown. You can control that. Sometimes casting directors only want to deal with agents in terms of sending out information about particular projects. That means that Actors Access members who don't have representation, they don't get that information. That's kind of tricky sometimes. You see, agents and managers pay and subscribe to the service. For casting directors, it's free. So that's kind of a smart business model, right? Because what's happening is that casting directors want a place to get the information about a project out there. And agents, of course, want to know what projects are going on. So agents will pay for that particular service. That's how come they get first crack at a lot of the first breakdowns that go on out. We'll put a breakdown together. We get an approval from our producer and or director. And then when we send it out, immediately what happens is those agents then take a look at the breakdown. They also compare that to the client list that they have that's appropriate for the characters and the breakdown. And then they send their client list to us all electronically. On our side, what happens is we get an entire listing of not only the breakdown, but how many actors were submitted for a particular role. Additionally, we can filter all of those submissions from those agents and managers. We can filter those submissions by agency, for example. So in our office at McCorkle Casting, we have many, many agents that we really, really like working with. And many times, not always, but many times we'll look at their submissions first because we want to see of their client list who might be really great for us and for our project. So we get the submissions, we get the numbers of actors, then we go through, and the way it's listed out is all of those actors that are submitted, their picture shows up, and we can make a decision about whether we want to bring them in for an audition or not. Now, if we decide, we being the casting directors, if we decide that we want this to go out to everybody, then it also goes out to Actors Access, everyone who has signed up for the notification, anyone who goes online and checks out seeing what new things might be out there, can definitely see how to submit yourself for our particular project. And so we get submissions from any actor who is interested in submitting for that. Isn't that amazing? I mean, it is so cool, especially if you're looking at 845,000 actors. Oh, my goodness. But don't forget that the perimeters of what we're looking for are clearly laid out in the breakdown itself. The character's name, demographics of the character, perhaps a blurb on what we're looking for specifically as it relates to the project that we're working on. And so a couple of things that I would suggest you think about as you consider signing up for the service, or if you already are on Actors Access, a couple of things I'd like to suggest to you. Please do yourself and do us a favor by making sure that you submit yourself appropriately for the projects that are listed. Well, what I mean by that is you have to really cast yourself well. In fact, I think you could do more damage by casting yourself just because you think it might be a cool or fun part to play, but be wrong for it because maybe you're 18 years old and the part is looking for somebody who's 35. Well, guess what? If you do that on a consistent basis, pretty soon I'm pretty much going to avoid looking at your submission because you're not casting yourself well. Taking the time, really studying the breakdown, really seeing if it's a part that you can play, really seeing if it's a part that you're available to play, that's another important thing. Many times agents will submit their profile actors and they want to drum up some interest, but, you know, maybe that actor isn't going to be available for that particular project. Generally speaking, agents like to clear that they're submitting for a particular project, but many times agents are just submitting on a regular basis without notifying their talent. We'll save that argument for another day. But suffice it to say, if we receive a breakdown, we're going to assume that that actor is interested and available in the project. But I have to say that is not always the case. So if you submit through Actors Access on a project, just make sure that you've cast yourself well. So let's talk a little bit more about how it works and how you, if you don't know Actors Access, if you're, for example, if you're hearing this podcast, and I know that there are a lot of listeners in Australia, for example, I know that there are a lot of listeners in Great Britain and in China. For those of you that are in those other places other than the United States, I'm wondering if you wouldn't mind doing me a favor and letting me know, do you have a similar kind of casting service? But you know, you can register for a free account at Actors Access, and you will receive access to breakdowns for this free account. Now, a couple of things that you're able to do with this free account, and I'm going to talk to you about each of these things because there are some specific areas that you should kind of take a look at and scrutinize because I think you could really help yourself and you could also hurt yourself if you don't listen to some of these thoughts I have. First of all, you can upload your resume, but it has a really kind of cumbersome way in which they take little individual pieces of your work, sort of like one at a time when you register. It's a very tedious process getting all of that information to look good on the resume. So in other words, when I see your picture, I can click and see your resume. But in order for you to get your resume up into that system, it's a very tedious process. It's a lot of cutting and pasting. I wish that there was a way to kind of make that a little bit more efficient, but I appreciate the fact that it's structured in such a way that all resumes look exactly alike. But if you're going to be uploading your resume, when I say upload, what I mean is taking information from your resume and putting it into their format, please do yourself a favor and take your time. Do it right. For example, there's an area of special skills. Well, you could just go crazy with all those special skills. Only make sure that you're doing special skills that you are absolutely confident and comfortable in performing. You know, if you think that you can ride a horse and you put down horseback rider as a special skill, you know, unless you really know how to ride a horse, I certainly would not put that check mark because there's some things you need to know about riding a horse. I know. I've ridden horses. You understand my point. Make sure that you only do those things in which you feel comfortable and capable of doing. Also, you can on your free account, if you're represented by an agent, that's also a great way for you to have your agency represent you, that particular site. You're also allowed 2 headshots, and this is all for free. You also can get what's called role match, and that is a really cool thing by which roles that match your age, heritage, or whatever special skill set you might have, and then there's a role that's available. You'll get notified that there's something that you might be specifically right for, and that's pretty helpful as well. And so you get those what's called role match alerts that come to you just by signing up for the service. Now, there are some optional paid services. and you can spend additional money. That's going to be a decision you have to make, but I'll share my feelings about a few of them. You can get for $10 an additional photo put up. So you have your two headshots. If you wanted a third headshot or a different look, let's say I got an email today from a student who changed their hair color. You know, what do you do with that? You should probably get a new picture. So maybe you have an old color shot and then you have a new color shot as well. There's also $22 for 1 minute of video. You know, that's something that you'll have to make a decision about as well. See if that's something that might fit. I'm not sure necessarily a 1 minute video or what they call a slate shot is really useful. I can tell you that I frankly never use those slate shots, and that's where you have 1 minute to introduce yourself, and that goes as part of your submission. It's sort of like, hi, I'm Jeff Dreisbach, and I really appreciate you taking the time to look at my materials, and I hope to see you on the big screen one day. You know, it's just really awful. I never use them. I don't like them. Doesn't really help me do my job that well. I appreciate that there may be some people out there that do use them and do like them. I'm just not one of them. And then finally, what you should know is that there's a Plus membership, and the entire year is $68 it's an annual Plus membership fee. So for $68, you can get to download or submit unlimited amounts of submission. Also, you can download the sides from any of those projects, any of those scripts that are available, up to 24 projects per day. So you can really make yourself crazy with scripts and audition material if you want it, plus free EcoCast submissions. EcoCast is that video component of Breakdown Services. And I know that's a lot of information I've just given you. I would like to follow up perhaps in a subsequent podcast so that we can provide more information, some things that work and some things that don't work. What's been your experience? Send me an email at castingactorscast.com. And let me know in the comment form. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening and watching. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. This is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.